Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
The lilting voice of Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the late lead singer of the Platters. What a great song to lead into our discussion with our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne about the success, the soul of success, A Woman's Guide to Authentic Power. That's her last book. She's an international inspirational speaker. She talks to audiences all over the world about things that inspire you, and especially women's issues. She's also the author of the New York Times number one bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, among others. She's our good friend. Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you.
Thanks for that fabulous music. It gave me chills.
Isn't that, don't you just, do you love the Platters?
Yes.
You know, those songs never get old to me, and I think you still hear them on the radio, so obviously they're still popular. But anyway, Tony Williams is a great singer, and you're welcome, by the way. Jennifer, I said before you got here that I'm always in some peril. I put myself in great peril for my audience. I'm such a hardcore, dedicated talk show host. There's nothing I won't do, regardless of, you know, what risk it might be to me, to talk about things that are associated with women's issues. And, you know, you're a woman. You've got you're focused on women's issues, and good for you. And I like talking about these things, but with you being my guest and all the women in the audience and all the women in my organization, it's very likely I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble.
Well, I think you'll be okay, because you've already got so many points, Jim.
Oh.
Just by having having women guests and talking about women's issues and showing your complete support for this kind of thing. You know, this is the third time I've been on your show, and so you can say that, but I think that everybody out there listening knows that you are just great in this area, and that you want to be fair about it too.
I hope everybody's listening to you. All these ladies are listening to you, because this may not last long. All these points, I may use them up in a few minutes. I do want to ask you though, before we go any further, Jennifer. This is a little off of the topic you wanted, but I would like to know. Over the weekend, Jennifer, it's just Jennifer, right? The 15-year-old phenom, golf phenom, played. It's not Jennifer, is it? What's her first name?
Michelle Wee.
Michelle Wee. She 15 years old, playing from the men's tees in this John Deere Classic over the weekend. She didn't make the cut. Almost did. And no woman has made the cut in 60 years since Babe Zacharias did, way back in about 1945, the great athlete back then. But what are your thoughts about a woman, never mind 15 years old, a woman professional golfer playing in a man's professional golf tournament? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's such a great arena. And the thing that interests me the most is to watch and see and hear about different people's reactions to it.
Right.
You know, the question that comes up for me is, why would we want to keep these sports separate, you know, in terms of gender in the first place? If it really is a matter of skill level, I can understand that. So, for example, I'm a tremendous tennis fan.
Uh-huh.
I watch all of the major tennis tournaments. And, you know, men and women do not play each other except in the mixed doubles. Part of that, there is an arena for that. But in terms of singles, I think that the reason that they're kept separate is that the skill level tends to be very different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have wonderful entertaining matches that come along every year, like the year that Billie Jean King challenged Bobby Riggs.
That was fun. You know? I remember that one.
That was fabulous. But, you know, typically, and she
beat him.
She did beat him. You know, but typically speaking, that's probably not going to happen, just because of the physical differences. And I don't play golf, Jim, but I imagine that there's something similar there, that men usually play against men and women usually play against women, because the skill levels are different just based on the physical differences. Am I right about that?
Well, yes, p- to some degree. But the thing, let me say this, I actually didn't mind her being doing this. I'm a golfer, and I've been following golf for my whole life. But Jennifer, I didn't mind her being in the tournament. That didn't bother me at all. But here, I will tell you what did bother me.
What?
The day after she missed the cut, and she almost made the cut. I mean, if it weren't for two holes, she would have made the cut. And there were a lot of notable men who scored worse than she did. So good for her. I'm proud of her for what she's accomplished.
Indeed.
But what bothered me, though, and see, this is the part that there's a problem for men and women, I think, is that a female sports writer was writing about the event in the next day. And she was talking about how she handled missing the cut. And she said, after a good cry, she moved on or something like that. Well, you know, that I didn't like the good cry thing. That's I don't mind Michelle playing in the tournament, but having a good cry, that's not part of men's golf, see.
You reminded me of Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball. I actually played golf a few days ago with a lady, and her ball was near a sprinkler head, and she said, "What do I do about this thingy?" And I said, "Christy, there are no thingies in golf."
I love it. But
so,
Jim, let me ask you something. What was it that you objected to about that? The fact that she had a good cry or the fact that it was reported on?
But no, I didn't mind her having a good cry. Just the way the woman reporter, it just, you know, guys don't understand a good cry. You know, they get emotional. They get emotional when they win tournaments and they cry. But missing, no guy cries when they miss a cut. So anyway, other than that, all right, let's move on. You want to talk about balance.
Oh, I would love to talk about balance.
Very important topic.
It's just one of my favorite topics these days. And why is it my favorite topic? Because it's something that I deal with myself, you know, so much. And I think, you know, that it is so many women today, Jim, talk about the fact that it is one of the number one challenges that they face. And it's interesting to me because, you know, talking about the differences between men and women, you know, we don't ever hear a man talking about the struggle to balance home and career. And I think the reason for this is pretty obvious, that most women today are working at full-time jobs, either in the home or outside the home.
Or both.
And because I was going to say, and at the end of the day, it is usually, this is a generalization, of course, but I think that usually it's the women who are managing their homes, their families, looking after the kids.
But I will tell you that just because a man doesn't talk about balancing his life doesn't mean that it's not there. And I can tell you that from personal experience. I'm not talking about the laundry. I'm just talking about the life. Stand by, Jennifer. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. Stay with us, please. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. What an appropriate, another appropriate song, Jennifer. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest. That's Robert Cray, by the way, folks. I Was Warned. That's the name of that song. The Soul of Success, A Woman's Guide to Authentic Power. Jennifer, give us your website and tell us where your books are available, please.
Well, my books are available anywhere right now, and you can go to jenniferhawthorne.com. But just this week, I have got a new website up. It's called The Soul of Success. com.
Congratulations.
And I'm really excited because this is going to be an online community for women, Jim. It's all about balance. It's for women who are really seeking balance, which is what we're talking about.
But
this morning.
Now that I know that it's there, I'm going to go there.
Good.
Will I be shut out or anything?
No, not at all. Men are absolutely welcome. In fact, I need to get that added to that homepage there. Men are welcome.
Absolutely. Well, see, we go there just to see what you guys are up to.
Well, I think that's about the smartest thing that a man could do.
You know, we were talking about balance, Jennifer, as we went to the break, and you were saying, not too much of a chauvinistic way, that women are more likely to be fussing over balance than men are, and I think that the where you might not be, I take your point. And I do agree that there is more consternation about balance in a woman's life, women business owners' lives, or women professionals' lives than men. But I don't think that there's as much difference as you think. But But I think there are two things that I take issue. Number one, guys worry about it. We just don't talk about it as much. And the things that bother us are different things. We don't worry about the laundry. We worry about not being with our children as much as we should, or not having time for other things. And so anyway, that's my point.
Well, I think that what you're saying is very beautiful and it's very thought provoking. I still think that in terms of just the sheer amount of activity that men and women deal with, that women kind of come up on the short end of the stick.
I don't disagree with that. I do.
But
not.
I think that there are some things that we can all do though, Jim, to help us become more balanced. And I think that the thing that I have really come to understand about balance is that balance is not just about juggling activities. We think it is, and sometimes for women, we have a tendency to say, especially, you've got to learn how to take more time for yourself. But what I've come to realize is that true balance in life is not just about juggling all the activities. It's about finding a balance between what I call the inner and the outer. And when everything that we are doing in the world, which is kind of what I mean by the outside, everything that we're doing on the outside, when that really matches up with who we are on the inside, then we are going to know true balance. And I think
how do we do that?
Well, I think that there are several things that we can do. First of all, we have to go back to that beautiful line from Shakespeare's Hamlet that says, "This above all,
yep,
to thine own self be true."
Falstaff.
Yes, but the problem is that, you know, we all think, oh yeah, that's such a beautiful line, and it's such a famous line, and it's famous, you know, not by accident. It's a profound insight into life. But the truth is that so many of us might ask ourselves the question, but what the heck does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to be true to myself? And I think that the investigation into how to be true to ourselves is a real starting point for having an extraordinary balance in life. And that's what I ended up writing about in The Soul of Success. You know, this book is really 27 guideposts to understanding what's true for ourselves.
And
so
it's a good
example,
one, too. It's a good one, too, folks.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
You have an example? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, just take that word true, to thine
mm-hmm.
own self be true. Well, one of the principles that I talked about in The Soul of Success is honesty, learning how to be honest with ourselves, how to be true with ourselves about how we're spending our time, about what's important to us. That is a key component of finding balance in life.
Do you think that sometimes women go too far in the things that they try to balance? I mean, there are things that are important, but there's sometimes, I mean, yes, the house needs to be clean, but maybe it doesn't have to be that clean. You know, maybe, you know,
yes.
Okay, the dishes need to be done, but maybe they could be done in 30 minutes, not right now. Do you think women do that to themselves sometimes?
Well, I think that what we do is to buy into society's definition of how to be a good person and what success is all about.
Right, right.
And that does drive us to do those kinds
of things.
And that's,
but which brings me back to your point about being true.
Yes.
Isn't that part of the truth? Finding the truth is to find out what's really important?
That's right, for you. Because what's true and important is different for every
mm-hmm.
single
Absolutely.
Human being.
Right.
Now, you know, if getting the dishes done, and I hate using that example because it puts the woman in her
sorry.
Traditional role of being
I'm sorry.
At home, but I'll do better
next time.
That's okay. I mean, it really does work just as
mm-hmm.
well as any other example, but it really is learning that if this is what's the most important thing for you, then do that, but don't complain later.
Right.
You know, be accountable that something else didn't get done that really, in retrospect,
right.
was more important, and then maybe learn from that the next time.
Jennifer, thank you
yeah.
for being here. We have to wrap it up, but we need to get you back again real soon because we got more to talk about. I didn't get into nearly as much trouble as I thought today.
Well, I would love to talk about some other things that I think, you know, are really valuable in finding balance in life, and I would love to talk with you again, Jim.
Give us the website quickly.
It's thesoulofsuccess.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. See you next time. Jennifer
Thank
Reed
you,
Hawthorne,
Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's a good one. She'll be back. Quick break, right back with Steve Del Bianco. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.